From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama warns of a long fight to defeat the Islamic State. Speaking to a summit on countering the Islamic State in New York Tuesday, President Obama warned the fight against the IS group will be neither easy nor short.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the IS group. He announced Nigeria, Tunisia, Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the IS group in Iraq and Syria. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 people and 5 groups connected to IS, with the aim of disrupting the militant group's access to the international financial system. In Burkina Faso, soldiers met little resistance Tuesday as they occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital Ouagadougou following the guard's failed coup earlier this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, the prime minister, and several cabinet officials captive September 16, naming General Gilbert Diendera as leader of the junta. Diendera appeared on a local radio station asking his men to lay down their weapons. The RSP agreed to disarm as part of a deal last week to end the coup, but on Monday they asked for guarantees of safety for themselves, their families, before handing over their weapons. This is VOA News. The death toll from an apparent airstrike on a wedding party in Yemen soared to at least 131 on Tuesday, one of the deadliest attacks affecting civilians in that conflict between the Saudi-led coalition and Shia Houthi rebels. A Saudi military official denies launching any airstrikes on the village of Wahija near the Red Sea city of Mocha. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó Tuesday said that his government will propose world quotas for nations to share the burden of taking in migrants and refugees.
The major sources of this mass popular movement are countries which became unstable because of international political decisions. And these international political decisions were not made only by Europe. There were other big players of world politics taking part in these decisions.
Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the UN meetings in New York, he said all major international actors should help carry the burden. He said Hungary would make the proposal at Wednesday's high-level meeting on the migration and refugee crisis impacting Europe. He said more than 275,000 migrants and refugees have entered his country since January. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 500,000 migrants have now made the perilous Mediterranean Sea journey this year in search of a new life on the continent of Europe. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday urged South Sudan not to betray and disappoint the international community over implementation of a regional peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 2 years of fighting.
The conflict that broke out in December 2013 dashed the aspiration of South Sudanese people for a brighter future. It shattered the optimism of the international community. Thousands of lives have been lost in a senseless conflict. We are here all to help you. I hope you will not betray and disappoint us. I really sincerely count on your leadership, and I hope that this meeting will really bring us together, oneness.
The South Sudanese army and rebels have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the ceasefire that's part of the peace agreement reached a month ago. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, speaking via video conference, insisted Tuesday considerable progress has been made implementing the ceasefire. Also on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session in New York Tuesday, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari told Reuters news agency he'll hold his country's oil portfolio in his new cabinet rather than trust anyone else with the main source of the country's revenue. Mr. Buhari, elected in May on a promise to tackle corruption, has made clear he wants to overhaul the oil sector. South Africa's police minister Tuesday acknowledged the rate of violent crime in his country increased for a third year in a row. Murder rate is up more than 4.5%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.